Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Chris Baker Psychic Hour. Yes, today is Tuesday, Election Day. We are doing our show today, and we have several callers lined up, so we're going to be getting right to our callers. Want to advise everyone that's in the queue that we will be getting to you, so do be patient if you're not called first, because we will get to your call. Everybody in the queue is getting a reading. And the call-in number for those who have not called in, 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, callers. And what else? You may follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We really do hope that you like our pages. Follow us. Send us a friend request. That really helps us out, especially if you call regularly. It's a nice way to support the show. And just quickly, anything you wanted to say before we get to the callers about Election Day? I mean, really, we're not a political show, but the determination of who becomes president really is going to set the course for the future. And obviously, I mean, if we look at Revelation and you ascribe to what the Bible says, we're not headed in a good direction at all. However, I believe that one of the candidates is going to take us there a lot quicker than the other. You may.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you.
So it's a crucial day. It's a crucial day. And I guess we're not going to be even getting results today, really. I imagine that a winner will be projected, because that's what the media stations like to do. But I'm going to be nervous today for sure. I already am. I've been nervous for a couple days.
You know, it's that and the immediate concern about civil unrest and this not just lasting over a night.
No, but that's, I think I made that point.
Problems. No matter how you look at it, there's going to be problems.
Right, true. There will be civil unrest no matter who's elected, is what you're saying? Probably.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And I pressed a button that I didn't mean to press, but area code 215 is our first caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Natalie.
N-A-T.
Yeah, N-A-T-A-L-I-E.
Okay. The regular spelling. All right. Natalie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay. Well, welcome to the show. I don't think we've spoken with you before.
No.
So what's going on?
I guess I'm just having issues with my ex. I'm currently pregnant with his child, and I don't really know where we stand. I don't know if he still has feelings for me or what's going on with him. So I've been kind of confused and wanting to know what's going to happen with us.
Oh, you don't know his feelings for you. Are you still in a relationship, or are you not?
Right now, No, we're not in a relationship right now, no.
So, okay, and how far along are you?
I'm 8 months pregnant.
8 months, okay. I thought five. I was off. What's your birth date?
April
20th, 1991. 1991. Let's just do... 26, 8. She's an 8, right?
Yeah.
Eight months pregnant. Interesting.
Like 422.
Huh?
Like 422 situation. 71.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. We know someone with a similar birth date, different year, actually different day, but same karmic and master number, and there's a similar situation going on. Anyway.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is March 1st, and he's 33, so 1988 or something?
No.
87.
Oh, 87.
No.
Oh, 87.
He's a 29-11-2.
Okay. And they're a 10-1 together. And so you want to know what's going on. You broke. So. Is he happy about the pregnancy? Is he unhappy about the pregnancy?
He's up and down with it. Like, he's gets excited, and then it seems like he has doubts, and he gets nervous.
Is there any military background? Is anybody in your family or his family?
Yeah, my dad.
Okay.
What military service was he involved in?
Dad was in the Marines.
Oh, so that was, he went out of his way to join. He just didn't get drafted. He enlisted as a Marine, and so he was more gung-ho about the armed services. I'm getting that. Well, are your parents together or split up?
They're split up.
Yeah. So your problem, Kristen will interject, but your problem, you're going to have a problem with him. He's very undecided. He doesn't want to be settled down. His sexual urge has overweighed his maturity.
See, that's what I thought. I feel like there's other woman issues of other women. That was my vibe.
Well, he's not mature enough to handle this.
And it wasn't my, and actually I'm just thinking enough. Though, he's a 29-11 too. What, but it was not,
yeah,
based on his master number.
See, his first two numbers add up to your month. But that, you're going to have a problem. He's
okay.
Is there a chance that he could come around? There is a chance, Natalie, because there is a karmic connection between the two of you, obviously.
Yeah.
But you see, here's what he's thinking. I'm not ready to settle down. I was drawn to you enough to have sex with you. You weren't wise to take precautions for whatever reason. You had a baby. You're pregnant. You're 8 months pregnant at this point.
We're assuming it was not intentional that you became pregnant, right?
I mean, we talked about it. Like, we were together for like a year before we like started really having issues, and he talked about, you know, wanting a family and stuff, and then all of a sudden...
But in the future, you weren't planning on having a child right at the time that you got pregnant. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong,
I think
we kind of just didn't care if we did or not.
But I think deep inside,
her,
you wanted
did,
a baby.
But...
You wanted a baby, and you wanted to get out with your wife and get married, and you were hoping this would be the guy. I think your desires overweighed your precaution. So you were hoping that this would fit your dream world and everything would happen for you. You see?
Yeah.
But what the problem is that the karma that's come in that's caused crisis in this guy's mind is the same like with your parents. Men that can't say, I'm in love with you, I'm committed, The life doesn't make me question. This is it. We're going to be together. Let's do our journey for the lifetime. See, these aren't men that can say that. And this guy is really worried about getting trapped. So the baby, he can have mixed emotions about the baby. He can have mixed emotions about you, Natalie. But in the end, he's not ready to jump into the water.
How old were you when you met him?
I was 28.
You were 28 when you met him.
Yeah.
And your numbers together are 2 and 8.
You're 29 now. 29.
Yeah, I'm 29 now.
You're 29 now. Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anyone around you who's like a machinist or like works with tools, that kind of a laborer,
mechanic,
machinist,
welder,
exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my oldest son's father is a welder.
Oh.
Oh, there it is.
So, father, so you have another child with another man.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get real quick the birth dates of these people. The child, what's the birth date?
My
Hold
oldest
on,
son.
Wait, say that again.
Oldest son, his birthday is February 16th, 2010.
2/16/2010. 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. He's 12 equals 3. And then the father?
May 20th, 1991.
There's the 5. 1991. He's same year and same day as you, actually. So he's going to be a 27-9. Wait. Yeah.
26/8/1997.
No, he's 5/20/1991. They can't be the same.
Oh, 91?
Yeah.
I thought she said 81.
No, 91. 27/9. 9/10/1994. And that relationship you didn't marry him, did you?
No, we were engaged for a little bit.
Okay, but not married. And
no.
That broke up. Is this your only child, the oldest son, or do you have another child?
I have one more. I have a 3-year-old.
With this guy?
No, with another man.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Natalie, you're not. What's the matter with you? Why? What? Do you know? Have you ever asked yourself why you got yourself in this mess?
Yes.
What'd you come up with?
I just feel like I'm always looking for, like, love and, like, a, I don't know.
The problem is that you've got now three difficult situations because you've got three different fathers from three different children from three different fathers. It's a mess. Okay. Quick birth dates. What's the birth date for the 3-year-old and the father?
The 3-year-old is November 2nd, 2017.
Okay.
And I'm not too sure what his father's birthday is.
And what am I doing? 14,
well,
7.
You know,
writing
you're
completely wrong.
You're five. We can't fix what you've already created.
Yeah.
And you have some real self-esteem issues.
But don't, let me just say this. I'm sorry to interrupt. I would suggest, Natalie, strongly not to have any more children in the future unless you're in a committed, stable marriage or marriage-like relationship. I mean, right now, I think you have your hands full. Are you able to afford all these kids?
Yeah, I'm doing okay with it. I have help from my family.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's just, you know, the financial aspect, the stability for your children who are going to be in mixed homes with father, you know, children that came from different fathers.
Let me ask
fathers.
You something.
Go ahead.
Does your father have a good relationship with this newest, the newest boyfriend?
No, no one in my family really seems to like him.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
What does he do for a living?
He does, he like fixes up houses.
So he, well, remember I asked, so who works with tools? Who works with, so we've got a welder and I said construction. So that's also fits into the,
you know,
and what does the third guy do? Just,
he does, he works on houses too.
They all, okay, so they all are work. They all work with tools and are
well,
construction,
you know,
or
the one thing, Natalie, right. You got yourself into this mess because you have a desire to want to have children and to want to have a family. There's nothing wrong with that, and unfortunately, you didn't pick good men. You might have picked men that were somewhat passionately involved with you and made a couple of promises. But it's not your fault. You just didn't luck out. You didn't pick the right guy. That's karma. If you're asking us your original question of what's going to happen with this ex, the newest one, he may come to the plate. But you see, he's got a lot of burden. He's got other kids to take care of. I'm not sure.
Meaning but, her other children.
Yeah. But you know, your parents are helping. If he steps in, let me see. They don't really like him. Has he told you anything like, you know, I haven't made a decision yet. Let me think it over. Has he said anything like that?
He did before, and now he's kind of not really talking to me. He doesn't want to talk until it's close to my due date.
That's terrible because he's not supporting you throughout your pregnancy, even if you're not involved in a relationship. I don't know if it's because of the fact that you're pressuring him for a relationship,
well,
but... I mean, if you're on civil terms, I just feel like the right thing to do would be to be at least supportive through the process of the pregnancy,
yeah.
Unless there's so much pressure that you're giving him that he just feels like he needs to stay away.
Other callers, hang in there.
Yeah,
we're getting to you.
We're going to be getting to you.
Just hang in there. Listen, Natalie, I'm going to make a wild prediction, and I don't usually do this, but I think he's going to come in and be with you. I don't know. Just a vibe. It's
okay.
Just a vibe. I don't know why I'm getting it. I might be wrong. My logic tells me I'm wrong, but my vibe tells me that he might be coming back in because I think somewhere inside he loves you. He's just shocked over this. He's not ready to make a commitment, but I think he just might.
And is this his first child?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this
yeah,
is...
I think he might. I mean, you've made some lousy mistakes, but it's not really your fault. I mean, you just didn't luck out. You just didn't
bad
luck
choices.
Out.
And do you work at all, or did you work prior to being pregnant?
I work. Yeah, I work full time.
You do. What do you do?
I do housekeeping at a hospital.
You do housekeeping in a
hospital.
Well, I got that wrong.
Does anyone have in your memory, does anyone have a hair lip or a scar on their upper lip or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, don't worry. Just a couple more quick
Could
questions.
It be a mustache?
Hang in there, callers.
Could it be a mustache?
Anybody in your life, did you ever know anyone even remotely named Stacy?
Yeah.
And who's Stacy?
I have a friend in the family that grew up with like my mom and my aunt named Stacy.
What you asked us a question. What's going to happen with your ex? I'm making a wild prediction, wild, that he's going to come in and be with you.
Okay.
It's a wild card. It's a card in the deck, but it's wild. I'm not sure if it's going to be drawn, but something's telling me not just to say no to you. But, you know, it seems, thank God your parents are helping you and you seem that you're working full time, and you just have to make better choices. Don't have any more children. You've got to, you had enough.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even,
you had enough. But I think that this guy, and last question I want to ask you, callers are getting to you. Last question, who's David?
David, I'm not sure.
Well, be sure. Just tell me somebody. Find him.
I have an uncle, Dave.
Okay.
That would be it.
Dave is not Brad. Dave is after David.
Yeah.
So is the uncle, is he nice? Is he, what's he like to you?
He's really nice. Yeah.
Okay. I think this guy's going to come back. You might prove me wrong. Just tell him this is your, do you know it's going to be a boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl, but you have a boy?
I have
it's
two
a
boys,
girl.
Yeah.
Two boys. I want to ask for something. So why, Natalie, just real quick, because we've got a lot of people to get through here. Why, what was the reason for your initial breakup? At what point was it in the pregnancy did you break up?
Well, at some point in our relationship, he started getting extremely insecure and accusing me of cheating, and he couldn't take my honesty. Like, it was whatever he was thinking. So that's been the cause of our breakup.
What does he think you're doing?
He's been accusing me of sleeping with his old roommate, and I've never even said hello to that guy. So that's been
a problem, that he's that jealous, if that's in, you know, and founded. At what point in the pregnancy did that happen?
This was going on even before I found out I was pregnant.
When did you break up, though? At what point?
I was about 6-7 months when we officially, stopped trying.
Okay.
Well, listen, keep in touch with us.
Yeah.
You got our number. I think he might be coming back in. We'll see. To answer your question. And
any infidelity on his part?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what we thought it were in the beginning of the show. So, I mean, he's immature. He's immature. He's accusing you of being unfaithful. I mean, you know, why do you want him? That's another question. But that's a question for another show.
Well, they could get things straight.
I know. I guess they could work it out. But if she's being accused of being unfaithful and he's being unfaithful,
that's
bad.
All their immaturity.
I know.
It
needs to be worked
out.
Yeah. It needs to
keep in touch
work.
With us, Natalie, and let us know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. All right. 267 and then 504. 267. Hi. Oh, I did not unmute. 215. Hi. I'm sorry. 215 is next, not 267. 267 dropped. What happened? 215. Is this Natalie again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. When I went to unmute 267, that caller dropped. So I accidentally unmuted you again. I apologize. I was just confused for a minute at what happened. That sometimes happens. So I'm going to put her back on mute and take 504 since 267 hung up on us.
Okay.
Reject.
Is it
Hi.
Me?
It's you.
Hi. Hi. My name is, this will be a little easier.
Okay. You're not pregnant.
We're good. My name is Kelly, calling from New Orleans, and I'm asking about
you're with the difficulty in the job. Didn't you have a problem employee at the job?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I did call you. I was wondering, was it you I had called? Well, obviously, going back, you're like, I didn't. It's interesting. I didn't realize it was you guys. And I'm so sorry. We're still furloughed. And actually, somewhat is, but basically the question is, I've been working on my art so diligently. I was wondering to see if I'm going to go find money through my art, or am I going to go back to that toxic job, or if not, what? And so basically, it's somewhat the same. Yeah.
But you love your job. I mean, you loved your job too.
Until the owner died. So the job's there is not there anymore because, in other words, the employment's still there, but the type of job that I had.
It's not the same, yeah. And the new role is there and you've got the conflict. So you're furloughed probably because of COVID, right?
Exactly. But I still have a job because the owner loves me. The other owner, you know, she still loves me and she wants me back, but she's being manipulated by somebody else and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But no, she still wants me back. It's just that I don't want the job. I want something else. And I've been working on art and was curious to see if my direction is going toward the art.
What's your birth date again? And 267 came back. So 267, we're going to get you.
Okay, real quick. It's 10/22/64.
All right. And so you do art. You do art.
Yes, I am becoming an artist. Pardon?
Are you a painter or do you draw?
Yes and yes.
Both?
Yes.
And what's your medium? I mean, do you use oils, watercolors?
All of them.
Except for oil.
Everything but oil.
Everything but oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't have oil and water.
You know, making a living as an artist is tough. Do you do portraits?
I've been working on portraits.
Do you ever do children portraits?
I have nothing live or anything, but I actually have trouble with that. So
do you do landscape art?
It's a mixture of everything.
It's a mixture.
You know, having talent and being an artist, I have a cousin who was a very, very, very famous clown or artist and made a good living. But, you know, he went through the art shows. He sold his stuff online.
Hard work.
He had Red Skelton, you know, assisting him with clown portraits, but he became very famous in terms of art, but he worked day and night and he had to really work hard.
He made a good living.
He wasn't a millionaire, but he made a good living,
millionaire back in those days.
But you know, well, I mean, you have to do art show. I mean, it's,
right.
Are you going to,
I got
you know,
you.
It's not about talent. It's about business.
Yeah,
yeah,
any,
I don't
want to
work that hard.
And you know what, Kelly? Sometimes people can be really talented, but there can be a problem in their karma that blocks them from actualizing their career in their desired field or whatever field they're talented in. So it's you know, whether you're going to make a living off your art. I don't know if that's necessarily a guarantee. I think you can maybe sell some of your pieces. I think you might be able to sell some of your art, but whether you're going to be able to be an artist and that's it and quit your job, I'm not sure.
Yeah, here's the question. As psychics, can we look into the future and see you being succeeding as an artist? I would say that if 4 is successful, right now I'm at 0.3. I'm at 3. Out of 4. So something is telling me that there could be a way for you to manage. Are you able to sustain yourself for a while you promote your art?
Not much longer.
Are you, I can't remember, are you married, Kelly?
No, I can't believe you can remember any as many people as you talked to. Well, so what direction am I going? Let's forget about the art thing, because I don't want to. I believe in working smarter, not harder.
Well, that might be going back to that place that's most convenient.
But are you getting paid right now? I mean, you're furloughed. That means you're getting paid, right?
No, furloughed means I'm not getting done.
You don't get anything.
You're
not able to. You're not able to collect any unemployment benefits, or are they running out? Is that what the problem is?
Oh, that's a whole nother bailiwick. I got a stipend, and then they owe me several thousands, but that's a whole nother thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So they stopped. Yeah, they stopped paying us way. Yeah.
And so it's a matter of being creative, because right now it's so difficult to get work.
You know, I mean, Kelly, there's two things you got to do. If you're going to be an artist, you got to drive yourself passionate and work hard and sell painting by painting by painting and maybe get something going. You have every opportunity to do that. And so it's just not about what's pleasurable or what's smart. You can do that. And I wouldn't give up on that. And if you have this talent and you have a love for art, then do it. I had to do all kinds of crappy work to promote myself while I was doing it. But I did it. Even if I had to wake up at 4 in the morning, I did it. So you've got to, that's the first thing. That's the first thing.
Okay, but.
What?
But what do you see me doing? Because it's not going to be art. I mean, it's not, what is it?
We haven't
what
decided.
Kind of,
We're still discussing.
I'll tell you something. What kind of work were you doing? What was the nature of the work you were doing?
It was still creative, but it was also logistics. So it was office work along with PR and advertising.
Oh. Wow. Well, I feel there's a company that you might be going to where at least minimum income is $50,000. Minimum.
Okay.
So I see
that's
something
nice.
In that. Huh?
That's nice.
You know, question. You said you were in advertising in part in this other job. Do you have any interest in doing graphic design? I know it's not like art in its traditional form.
Well, I've been doing that for 30 something years. Yeah.
So you've been doing graphic design. So okay, now so that is something that I'm thinking might be an avenue for you as well, because that's more involved in the business world and graphic designers. I mean, perhaps working for companies and developing logos for them.
What has been your history of salary for a year? What's an average?
I don't really want to say all that.
You don't have to
on the radio.
Okay, is $50,000, would that be reasonable?
That would be nice. Yes, I would accept that, absolutely.
Okay, so to put it shortly, we see $50,000 coming from a advertising-type job or what you're doing. You just have to play the field, look around, but you're going to land something.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, take care. Good luck.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call again.
Oh, you're welcome. And Kelly can follow us. Then she'll remember who we are. yeah. Were you going to say something?
No.
All right. We've got another caller. 267.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm talking
what's
a little
your
local. Donna from Pennsylvania.
Oh,
yeah, I spoke with you before, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. Give us your birth date again.
4/21/62.
Okay. Got born the day after our first caller. I mean, different
right.
year. Totally different year, but yeah.
As a matter of fact, she's a coworker of mine.
Huh?
She's a coworker of mine. She works on the other side.
Oh, really?
Kelly is a coworker?
Yeah.
No. No, no, no. Natalie. Natalie. Natalie or Kelly? Natalie, right?
Natalie. Not, yeah.
Yeah, Natalie is a coworker. So it's interesting because they're...
Isn't Natalie a housekeeper?
She's in a hospital.
Oh.
Yes.
In a hospital. What do you do, Donna?
Housekeeping.
You do housekeeping too?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think we knew that, actually. And so it's... You guys are, you know, past life. 420 and 421. And you must have referred to the show. So thank you for doing that. 18, 19.
So what's your question?
Okay. What I wanted to know, a person that I was dating is trying to come back in. Do you think that's a good idea or no?
Well, the thing is, before you mentioned that, I was going to mention my memory of talking to you on past calls. And I remember men. Wasn't there a trucker or something?
Oh, he was. He used to be. Yeah, he's not now. Yeah, this has been a long-time roller coaster. Really?
Okay.
So
I'm remembering correctly. I don't know how I remember these things.
Yeah.
I must say, pat myself on the back. But anyway, I do. And is this the same guy?
Yeah.
We're talking. Oh, boy. Because I remember it was not a good situation in the past. And we thought there were maybe other women going on. I don't remember all the details. What's his birthday?
July 7th, 1969.
So his first two numbers amount to your third and your first, 14. 14, 24, 39, 12, 3. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you guys are a 7-3, which is a good combination. I mean, 7 and 3s are, you know, good numbers together normally. What's the current situation going on, Donna? Just get us up to speed here.
Well, nothing. We haven't been together for a while, and he had just called, and he's coming down around my way for Army duty. He's in the reserves, and he said, "Could we go out to dinner?" And I said, "Absolutely not," because he only comes around when he has, you know, the Army duty thing. And before we know each other for about 10 years. We were great. Everything was great. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's someone else, you know, involved or if he grew up and I don't know.
Wait, so you were involved with him for 10 years? Like, consistently had a 10-year relationship and it was good?
Maybe about 5 was.
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was good. And then what happened?
He had met someone else because I kind of went my own way. And it was just for a small period of time. And I don't know if he's still involved with this person or...
Well, you've told him no to the meeting. And I remember now more about talking to you before because I think I used the word booty call because he would come around and basically that's what essentially we were determining was his motivation for coming in, you know, contacting you once when he came into town. And so it was at the point we spoke, our evaluation was a relationship of convenience based on his convenience, not yours. And obviously you want more from the relationship than what he's offering.
Well, now I kind of want to move on, but if he grew up, like, I don't know, what does he want, you know?
What do you mean?
I kind of, like, calling to ask me to go out.
You're wondering what he's wanting. Well, I mean, based on history, what normally happens when he asks you to go out and he comes into town?
Well, the last time, nothing.
Nothing?
No, that was my choice, nothing at all.
But
and
he
even said,
to...
yeah, and but this time when he texted me, he said he doesn't want that because I told him, no, I'm looking for something more, you know. And he told me it's not that. He just wants to have dinner. That's it.
Well, I mean, you know, you can have dinner with him. If you have a strong boundary line and can maintain that boundary, because I don't recommend, like, sleeping with him personally. I know maybe Neil recommends.
No, I don't know.
But, you know, there's no harm in having dinner with him. But I think that if you want a relationship, you're going to have problems with it. And this guy even agrees to a relationship at some point. I think you're going to have problems with him based on the history. And I think that holding on to the relationship isn't going to help you move forward.
Right, Neil? That's what I don't want to do. That's what I'm trying not to do. He's the one holding on now.
Well, you're,
I mean,
right, because he keeps bugging you, but you're now weighing whether you want to see him or not, rather
told
than
her
having.
Yeah,
huh?
He told her.
Because
he suggested she leave. He
suggested she leave. What do you mean?
He's the one who told you to what?
No.
It wasn't about, you know, about that.
It wasn't about sex. So what she's saying is the last time that they saw each other, she did not have sex with them because he wanted to, but she said, no, I'm not going to do it. So that was the first time probably he would come into town. Basically, it would be the kind of romantic rendezvous and he would leave and then he would go on his way and he wouldn't contact you again until he came back into town. The last time you said, no, it's not going to happen, even though he pressed for it. Now he's contacting her again and wants to have dinner and is saying it's not about sex. But what I'm saying is the likelihood of a relationship with this guy working out is low. And if she keeps holding on, which, I mean, engaging in conversation with him is still maintaining a relationship. So you're still enmeshed in a relationship with him, even though it's not consistent or whatever. So that could block someone else from coming in. Are there any
other
things?
That's what,
go ahead.
That's what I want. I want to move on and I want to meet someone and have it, because I'm 58 years old and I really want a relationship, and I feel I'm healed of him because I don't want a man like that. At his age, he should be over all that. I mean, it's nonsense.
I think you should move on. I think you should move on.
Yeah.
You're wasting time with him.
Is there anyone else you're interested in, Donna?
Not really.
Or are there any prospects, anybody that's caught your eye?
Well, someone, but that's a definite no. He's just scared to death of a relationship. He don't want a commitment. He had a breakup with his wife. His name's Mike. His birthday is November, I even forget, November 10th. And I think it's 19, I think it's 59. I'm not sure.
Okay. 13. 14. He's a 27-9, but he's got an 11 and a 0 in his day. I mean, the 10, not great. He's got problems in relationships. I mean, that's evident by his birth date numbers alone. But it sounds like you probably someone else you want to steer clear of, because he's saying he's commitment shy. So you're interested in somewhat, but it's not a great prospect for you.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and we've been friends for a while, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, there's nobody that I know of, but I was just wondering if, you know, you saw anybody coming in, or I wouldn't know a birthday or nothing.
Well, I think that, Donna, it's totally possible for you to have a relationship upcoming in the future, but you've got to change your habits before that relationship comes in. I don't know how you meet people, or if it's difficult to meet people for, you know, with your job. I don't know what your schedule is with housekeeping.
Yes, it's 7 to 3, but it's very exhausting. And when I get home, I'm tired. I really want to look for something else.
Oh, so you want to look for another job too?
Yes. And I don't know at my age, you know, but I'm kind of a young 58, you know, I take care of myself.
Yeah. How long do you plan to continue working? Staying in the workplace.
I can retire when I'm 67.
67. So you've got a lot of years ahead of you with work, but the job right now is not enabling you to meet people. Plus, we've got everything going on with the pandemic, which makes it harder.
Yeah.
Do you have interests that might where you might be able to meet people? Again, of course, it's hard because of everything that's been. Our activities are somewhat limited now, so it's more difficult to meet people. But are there any interests that you have?
You know, it's so weird, but believe it or not, in an apartment complex, renting out apartments, there was an opening at a spot a long time ago my girlfriend worked at, and they said a girl had just got fired because she was caught stealing or something. I don't know. So I had asked about it, and I didn't speak of it again, and that was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. What, a job?
Yes.
So this would be doing what?
Renting out apartments.
So like apartment manager?
Yeah, like renting out an apartment. There's one other girl in the office, and, you know, there's two desks, and, you know, and that's what I'd be doing, showing them apartments and stuff like that.
Go ahead.
I'm a people person.
But is there opening to do that?
There was one about a year ago, and
you
I'd asked
that.
Her about it. Yeah, but I don't, I haven't checked or anything because COVID started, and, you know, now I'm just.
I would check, but I was actually asking about interest outside from work as far as you being able to meet somebody. What kind of interest do you have, like hobbies?
See, when I was with Ergen, that's his name, when I was with him, I did everything with him. Like, it was I had a key to his house. I mean, we got along great until, you know, a couple years ago, he met this other person, you know.
I'm getting something. Is there anyone around you? There's any about, like, gambling, card playing, anyone in your life? This guy?
No, that could be, it could be him, because I remember I talked to another psych, and they said he had financial, but he always told me he never gambled.
Well. He said he never gambled?
Yeah, he said he didn't like to gamble. I mean, we used to go stay in Atlantic City a lot. And
That's it. So it's not that either of you gambled, but you together stayed in Atlantic City, which is a gambling city. That's what it is. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, that isn't helping. you closer to finding a relationship, Neil. I was asking her about her hobbies, and she's saying you're kind of, the thing is, Dawn, and we got to get to our other caller, but you're not really able to identify anything that you're interested in outside from your relationship with him. So you've got so much tied into this guy who is, you know, not, you know, he's more than half empty as far as.
Yeah. If you want life to go on as it has been, this guy seems to make it on his terms, and you live your life with him. If you want something more, you have to step out, be aggressive in that apartment job, and start looking for somebody else that you are more comfortable and happy with.
It was open a year ago, though. That's the problem. She doesn't even know if there's an opening now.
Well, she can investigate it.
I think that also, you know, part of her, she's exhausted from her job. Her schedule is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., right?
Yeah, and it's very, you know, stressful and strenuous.
Yes, of course. And so it makes it difficult to find time for yourself and, you know, explore your own interests and desires. But you need to take time for yourself to get to figure out what it is that Donna wants from life and what your interests are.
Yeah, I like going up to the mountains. I like going to the beach and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, so you love the outdoors. So, you know, here you go. Now you're telling us. So that's good. And there may be other men that are, you know, like-minded. There could be like a hiking group you could join, or a group that gathers at the beach. You know, you can look for, I don't know where.
Yeah, don't let your depression hamper you or hinder you from moving forward, because if you keep looking at your circumstances, it's going to recycle your depression and it's going to keep you locked in. You're 58 years old. You've been doing this work a long time. And, you know, if you want to make a change, don't wait a few more years to make it. You got to start being courageous and dramatic. Like Kristen said, join a hiking group. Do something that gets you out of the current mold you're in.
Even if you're tired on the weekend, you know, force yourself at least once a month maybe to do something at least. And,
you know,
yeah,
it's not so much about prediction as much as it is about making choices. We can do a self-fulfilling prophecy and say you'll be stuck in it forever, but you don't need to be. So your answer is inside yourself. Look inside yourself and decide what you're motivated to do to bring out your better happiness.
Yeah.
And go ahead and pursue that. And we predict if you do that, you're going to be happier.
Yeah. And I would skip dinner. I mean, personally, that's my recommendation. I think, what do you think, Neil?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
Unless you want this.
You know, you should follow us. I don't know if you're on Facebook. We recommend that you do keep in touch with us because it helps to keep up the energy.
Follow us, Donna. What's the problem? Follow us and, you know, so we get to know you better. We look at those things.
Yeah, we do.
You have nothing to lose. We're not going to turn your wind to the housekeeping board.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Donna, take care. We got to get this other caller before our show ends.
Okay. All right,
okay,
thank
you. Good luck. Bye.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, 510 is our final caller, and this person has been in and out today. But you're back. Hi, 510. What's your name? Hello?
Hi, yes, this is she. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay, mm-hmm. I called last week. This is Camille in Oregon.
Oh, yeah, Camille, hi.
Hi, thank you. Okay, well, this is a little bit of another thing I needed to know about relationship with Mason. My birthday again, July 13th, 1976.
We have it. It's 523.97. We've got it.
Okay, so we disagreement, and I... To teach him a lesson and make my point across, I put him out. And, of course, that's not what I want for the long term. But my question is, will he come back around and will we reconcile?
boy. Okay, so, and I think last time...
Does he live in Licking City, too?
Yeah, he lives with her.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Well, he did.
What kind of work does
he do? He works a grocery store, and he also works on a crab boat.
Oh, God.
And what kind of work do you do again, Camille?
Secretary.
So, for the interest, because we've got not a lot of time left on the show, so for the interest of time, why did you have the disagreement? What was the disagreement about?
Disagreement was about exclusivity.
So he wants to see other people.
It wasn't clear.
On the last show, we kind of had a little bit of a differing perspective, Neil and I, but there's definitely a connection between you and Mason. But I think that age difference, especially in age, I don't know if I said this last time, but 20 years between a 50-year-old and a 70-year-old or a 40-year-old and a 60-year-old is going to be a lot different than a 20-year difference. What do you guys, how many years are you apart? He's 20, how old is he?
29.
23, and you're 44. So, he 23 years old, a guy, 23 years old, good luck. I mean, it's a rare 23-year-old male that's going to be at a maturity level of a woman that's a mother and is 44 years old. So,
right.
It's natural for him to, it's normal for a 23-year-old man to want to be interested in in different women. They're still exploring their sexuality. I mean, yes, there are 23-year-olds that are in commitments and there are 23-year-olds. But
you know what you should do, Camille. We suggest you follow us. We'll get to know you more. We'll see if we can work on the energy, and then when you call up the show, we have more substance to deal with.
Right, because we're kind
that's an option for you.
If
you follow us.
Not that it means poking into your life necessarily, but looking at your pictures, looking at his pictures.
Yeah, we could. Maybe
there's more data available, more for us to,
Your problem, your main problem is that the karmic separation is causing a problem. You have a past life with this guy, but what's happened is that there's been a division in your energy with him. Now, in a kind of elaborate scheme of thinking, psychic-wise, karmic-wise, I think it has something to do with the Civil War. I know it sounds screwy, but I think that around 1840s, 50s, something happened that made the age adjustment different in this lifetime so that you're not in alignment, which causes other problems. What you should do is bring up the Civil War with him, Civil War movies, Civil War, and get him to talk.
Well, I mean, right now she kicked him out. So,
I am a Civil War buff. I am a Civil War buff. 100%.
See?
100%.
So there, that's
see what
great.
I mean? Now you just helped us out. Now you just helped us validate a crazy premise that isn't so crazy now.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
So you kicked him out and you don't know where he is now?
No, I do not. I did not answer the door when he came and knocked on the door. I saw him. I saw him through the window taking his stuff off the porch. I do not think it is appropriate to communicate at this time.
You have three choices. You can follow us. We can get to know you a little bit more. You can call for a reading, or you can keep calling back the show. We'll do our best. But I think the Civil War thing is a clue that we're into something.
Okay, but the question she asked is, is he coming back around? I mean, very possibly, yes. But does that mean the ultimate, destination is your forever happiness? I think he's going to come back around. But
Sometimes just because you have a karmic relationship with somebody, a a past life that kind of works in this life doesn't guarantee anything. Mm. It just means there's something there, but it's not going to hold. And that's probably what's happening.
Right.
There's going to be a separation. You have somebody else in your life coming, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But, I mean, in answer to your question, yeah, he's probably going to come back around.
Okay.
Okay, Camille.
Okay, just very curious. Thank you.
I hope you're doing okay. It's hard to break up.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we're back on the air on Thursday. So any last words, Neil?
No, just it's election day, and hoping that the results are in my favor.
I don't think, unless you're people are writing you in, I don't think you're going to get elected this year.
Well, I wrote myself in,
right.
And so did somebody else I know.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to be wearing my sticker today. I'm excited. My I voted sticker. So stupid, but I like wearing that every 4 years. Okay. We hope that you all vote and that Thursday we're in a good mood. Take care until then. Bye-bye.